we're here to expand, to live, to create magical lives, to become anything and everything we have ever wanted. But it cannot be to the expense of our happiness, and it cannot be to the expense of actually truly being present and enjoying the journey. For years, I struggled with toxic relationships and understanding my own emotions. I found myself repeating the same cycles with different people and living in victimhood. I am Maria, your host, and I specialize in self-mastery coaching. I've spent the last few years working with various therapists in order to heal my own traumas and help others. This podcast is your dedicated resource for gaining emotional intelligence, nurturing self-awareness, and cultivating healthy relationships. If you're prepared to master your emotions, improve your relationships, and create captivating self-confidence, then this podcast is for you. Thank you for listening, and welcome to this week's episode. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode. This one's going to be a short and sweet one, and you already know that if it's a short and sweet episode, it's because I want you to come back to this episode as many times as you need. This is a message that I need to hear constantly, that my clients need to hear constantly, that everyone in the world needs to hear constantly, and that is slow down. Slow down. Slow down because there is no finish line. There is no finish line in this world except for death. And as crazy as that sounds and as extreme as that sounds is the truth. We're all so much in a rush to get somewhere, to heal faster, to make more money faster, to get somewhere faster, to become the person that we think we should become faster, that we don't actually enjoy life. So if you're here listening to this episode today, this is a sign from God that you are meant to slow down and that this is giving you permission to slow down and understand that there is no finish line. Social media and such a fast-paced like life that we live in, it makes us feel like we're always not doing good enough. Like we're always chasing something else. Oh, we're always comparing ourselves. We're always thinking we need to do more. And having goals, having aspirations, having dreams is all beautiful. We're here to expand, to live, to create magical lives, to become anything and everything we have ever wanted. But it cannot be to the expense of our happiness, and it cannot be to the expense of actually truly being present and enjoying the journey. Life is a journey. Your time here is a journey. The lessons you're here to learn are a journey. And when I work with clients, it's hard in a sense because sometimes I just have a short amount of period with them. We only do maybe sometimes 90 minutes, or we only do a month or 2 months of work together. Sometimes we work longer together. And I truly believe that I'm in people's lives because I'm meant to be in people's lives. But in such a short amount of time, people want such big transformation. And it can happen. It will happen. I've had tremendous transformation in a month, 2 months, 3 months. But it's a dedication to yourself. And it's also releasing the idea of it needing to look a certain way. Because healing isn't linear. And you're always going, and I hate to say this, and if you're listening to this, you might not want to hear this actually, but you're always going to be healing something new. There's no, oh, I've healed it all. I'm perfect now. I'm great. Look at me. My inner child's dancing and she's happy and I'm amazing and everything's great. Every up level, every new evolution of you, every new iteration of you, every new stage, every new chapter, every new anything in your life, it's going to require new lessons and new things for you to heal. It's going to bring up things for you to heal. And there's beauty in that. Because how boring would life be if, let's say, you dedicated 2-3 years of your life to really heal or to really make money or to really go all in on your business or to really do whatever it is that's important in your life, and then you hit it. And in 3 years, you had it all. There was nothing else to work on, nothing else to grow on, nothing else to feel lessons about, to feel extreme joy for, or to feel extreme pain for. Life would just be bleh. It would just be mundane. It would be boring. It wouldn't feel so fulfilling. It wouldn't feel so great. It's in the evolution. It's in the growth. It's in what happens. It's in the transitions. It's in the choices we make, whether we think that the choices we made were great or not great. It's in all of that that we grow, that we evolve, that we become the best versions of ourselves. And there is no finish line. I remember when I started my healing journey, I was very unhappy with my life. I was numbing out with alcohol. I was married and I was not happy in my marriage. And I was early 29 and I knew that like 30 was right around the corner. And I had this idea that by 30, I had to look a certain way. in my financial life, in my happiness, in my body, and all of these things. I had this idea that like 30 was the year that I was supposed to just have it all together. And here I was at almost 30, and I didn't have what I thought the life I wanted would look like. For outsiders looking in, it did look like I had it all. My ex-husband and I lived a very nice, great life. We traveled the world. We did everything we wanted, but I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my career. I had started working in insurance like 2 years prior to that, and I didn't love what I was doing. I didn't love anything. I didn't find any joy or any excitement in anything that I was doing. And so when I started therapy, I actually started, and I think I've shared it on here before, I started therapy in hopes that I could fix my marriage because that was my only source of happiness at the time. And because my marriage was so unhappy, I wasn't happy. And in starting therapy, I realized like, oh, well, maybe it's not my marriage. Maybe it's me. There's a lot that I have to heal. And so in that journey, as I started, I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go to therapy, maybe do it for like a year, heal myself, and I'll be good. It's not how it worked. Okay. Let me fast forward. It's not how it worked. I did do therapy with that one therapist for about a year. And then she helped me to a certain degree, and I outgrew her. I didn't see her to help me any. I didn't feel like she could help me anymore in my evolution or where I was going. So I went a little deeper and I found another therapist. And then I went to hypnotherapy. And then I went to a spiritual retreat. Then I worked with energy healers, and I worked with somatic healers, and I've worked with two relationship therapists. And that's been in the last 5 years. And even through that, I remember going through hypnotherapy and thinking, I want this to be over. Like, hypnotherapy was the hardest therapy I've ever gone through because you dive deep into your subconscious. Like, the work that I did there is kind of what I talk about in like the little, like the things that happen behind the scenes in our brain that we don't consciously think about, and things in your past, you're dealing with your childhood trauma, where things started. You literally go back, like it's, you regress back to certain parts and times in your life that you have maybe not wanted to focus on, but you've developed ways of being because of them. So in hypnotherapy, you go back and you realize where they started and you rewire that story. You rewire parts of your brain is what you're doing in hypnotherapy. So it was really intense for me. It was emotionally draining, and I was not in a good place for a few months, and I was very depressed. And I remember just thinking like, okay, if I could just get through this, I'll be healed. I didn't learn my lesson the first time I went to therapy. I thought that for sure hypnotherapy would just be it. I was like, I'll just heal. Now that I'm going this deep, I'll just be able to heal. And then I did it again when I went to my spiritual retreat and did ayahuasca and sat with other plant medicines. I was like, okay, well, they say that this is like the, you know, the way that I can go and just like fast forward, you know, it's like a fast track healing, and I'll be able to just see more parts of myself and heal faster. And actually that retreat actually helped me finally realize that there is no finish line, and that all these modalities of healing and inner work are amazing, but they're just different layers, and I'm working on different things. And so when you start to really realize that, when you start to realize that whether I did so much in the last 5 years or whether I would have spread it out within the next 10 years, it still would have been a beautiful life, but I have to sit back and actually truly enjoy it. I have to slow down enough to enjoy it. I have to slow down enough to appreciate how far I've come. If you're listening to this and you started working on yourself, whether it's by listening to free content like a podcast, YouTube, or working with a therapist, or going to hypnotherapy, or going to a retreat, or sitting with plant medicine, or talking to energy healers, or in whatever way you started working on yourself, know that you're already further ahead than most people. Most people won't even stop enough to think that there's something that they need to work on. And so appreciate that. Validate yourself. Acknowledge yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back, because that is amazing. Because at some point in your life, you realize this isn't a life that feels good to me anymore. I need to feel better about this life. I am here for a reason and I want to do better. And that is a huge step. If you've recently taken a scary leap, maybe you did something that was scary, you left somebody, you started a new job, you quit your job, you started a business, you decided to go to counseling, you decided to do something to become a better mother, a better spouse, a better sister, a better friend, whatever it is, like be so proud of yourself. Slow down enough to appreciate that you did this. There is no finish line. There is no, you're not, it's not a rat race because you chose this and now you're looking at yourself and saying, wow, there's so much more that I feel like I need to work on. That's great too. There is, we all have so much we can work on and we get to work on. If we start looking at our own inner work and evolution as a beautiful hobby instead of work, right? I don't like the work, like shadow work, inner work. Everything sounds like work. Who wants to work? Nobody really wants to work. Not a lot of people are like, I cannot wait to go to work. And trust me, I love what I do. I love coaching and I love my insurance job. That's what I do most of my day. I love it. But given the opportunity, I'm going to go on vacation instead of work. So instead of seeing it as work, see it as a passion. When you're passionate about something, whether it's painting, dancing, singing, whatever passion you have, time flies by. You're in it. You're immersed in it. It feels amazing. This is what I help my clients do with their relationships too. It's not work to work on your, like, relationships aren't work. You get to, it's a passion. It's a desire for better. It's not work. When you start seeing that shift, when you start seeing things in a different light, things start blossoming. You get to, you desire to change. You desire to do better. You're desiring to heal parts of yourself, to see parts of yourself you weren't willing to look at before. You're putting light into those shadow parts of yourself that have been controlling your life, because that's what it is. Healing is just you're looking at things from a different lens. You're shifting your perspective. You know, it's like when you go to the eye doctor and they're like, okay, this one or this one? Okay, no, this one. I like that one better. This one, I could see fine with the other lens too, but this one fits my new reality. This one fits the reality of my higher self. And so shifting that perspective and allowing yourself that growth, but also appreciating how far you've come and really indulging in the fact that life is going to have hard times and amazing times. And I posted about this on social media the other day, is most people dwell on what's happening that's going wrong, that's not working. But happy people focus on what is working. And when things don't work out for happy people, when people that are full of joy and life and happiness have hard times and struggle, they just learn the lesson quicker. It's in that, it's shortening the gap on what happens that's not that pleasant and learning the lesson quicker. That's going to help you shift to a better lifestyle, to a better life, energetic leaps. You know, you hear all these concepts on social media, on with people, personal development, on podcasts, and that's all it is. That's the secret sauce, is shortening that gap. Most people get lost in the gap. Something bad happens, they let their whole life derail because of something bad that's happening. They're not learning the lesson quick enough. Where's the lesson? Look for the lesson. That is the joy of life. Look for the lesson. Again, there's no finish line. Look for the lesson. Learn the lesson. Go find joy again. Live in joy more times than you do in pain. Pain might feel like home. Pain might feel like it's normal because that's maybe you've experienced a lot of pain in your life, a lot of letdowns, a lot of disappointments, a lot of difficult times, but that's not where we're meant to live in. We're meant to live in joy and happiness. So enjoy the evolution. Slow down enough to appreciate how far you've come, how far you're going to go, but not comparing yourself to other people. Everyone has a beautiful journey. I'm in one lane, you're in another lane. Everyone has their own lane, and it's a beautiful lane. There's not a finish line, though. We're all going in different waves. We're not even going in a straight line because there is no finish line. We all have these wavy roads that we have to go through in different experiences, and everyone can learn from everyone. I love learning from my clients. I love when my clients learn from me. I love when my clients learn from other people. We are all in this together. And again, I was going to leave this one short and sweet because I want you guys to come back and listen to this one, especially because this one's going to be my last one for a little while. I have some exciting things happening with this podcast, some new evolutions for this podcast, actually. And you'll be the first to know if you join my newsletter. I'm going to be talking about it on here, on the newsletter here in the cup next week or so. And trust me, the podcast isn't going anywhere for too long. You might not get any new episodes for a few weeks, but when it comes back, it's going to come back better than ever. And this is something I've been sitting with for a while, and I cannot wait to share with you guys, because as I evolve, as I grow, so does the way that I create content for you guys and that I create episodes for you guys. And self-mastery with Maria has been amazing, and it's helped so many people, and it's been a passion of mine, and I love it in every single way. And that's why I'll never stop creating podcasts for you guys. It's just going to be in a different way with a different energy and a new evolution. And I cannot wait to share with you guys. Please sign up for the newsletter so that you guys can get the latest updates on everything. And thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it and rate it. I appreciate it, and I am so grateful for each and every single one of you that has listened to this podcast, that has messaged me on social media about it, that has shared it on their stories, that has shared it with other people. I am beyond grateful for every single one of you. I'm like getting emotional talking about it because I remember starting this podcast and thinking, I don't even care if one person listens to it. I know I have things to share with people, and I want to be able to do it in a free way because coaching is amazing and it does bring me financial gains. But in this podcast, I'm able to help you guys, and it's a free resource for you all. And I'm literally like tearing up as I'm talking about this because I know this is not goodbye. I'll be right back, and I'll be right back with something even better. And I cannot wait to share it with you guys. And again, I am so grateful for each and every one of you. And I will be back soon, guys.